Have you ever done something kind for a stranger with no expectation of anything in return? Today's testimonies remind us that sometimes God places people in our path so that charity can work through us. Stay tuned to hear the testimonies. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's testimonies from our viewers may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today I'd like to share with you a few inspiring stories sent in by our viewers. They all revolve around something very simple, yet very demanding: helping others without expecting anything in return. When the Pharisees once asked Jesus which commandment was the greatest, he gave an answer that summarized the entire law in just two sentences. First, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But as Jesus explains in the parable of the Good Samaritan, our neighbor isn't only the people we already know, our family, our friends, those who share our faith or our language. Our neighbor is whomever God places along our path who is in need of our charity. So, to perhaps inspire you in your own journey, I've selected a few stories shared by viewers of this channel. The first one I want to share comes from a viewer named Mirna, who commented on a video about the Allied bombing of Budapest during the Second World War. This is what she wrote. My grandmother was a young mother of 23 in Budapest in 1944-45, when these Allied bombings of the city were going on night after night. Everyone knew the bombers were Americans taking off from Foggia, Italy. One time, my grandmother and some neighbors saw a pilot jump from his burning plane after it had been hit by ground artillery stationed in their neighborhood. My grandma and some of the others ran to the location where the pilot hit the ground. They found him. He was an American and he was scared to death. One of the neighbors took him into his house and saved his life. They later delivered him to a secret Allied pickup point for pilots outside the city. My grandma told us this story many years later. Now, think about this for a moment, dear viewers. These were ordinary Hungarian civilians living under the terror of nightly bombings. The planes that dropped those bombs were American. And yet, when a young American pilot fell from the sky, they saw a human being in need. They could have left him to his faith, but they didn't. They risked their lives to save a stranger. That, dear viewers, is the gospel in action. Thank you, Mirna, for sharing your grandmother's story with us. Now, the next testimony also comes from a time of war. A viewer wrote, "My great-grandmother was released from Soviet captivity deep in Siberia after Germany invaded the Soviet Union. She had no money and no means to return home to eastern Poland. She would wait at the train station, hoping somehow to get home. One day, a Soviet troop transport train stopped at the station, and a Red Army officer noticed her. He said she reminded him of his own mother. He brought her on board the train, gave her his seat, and slept on the floor. He told her that if the conductor came by, he would take care of it. And she made it all the way to eastern Poland. My grandmother always believed that this officer was an angel sent to save her mother. My grandmother had prayed for her mother's safe return ever since she had been deported to Siberia by the Soviet occupiers in the winter of 1940. That officer could have simply ignored her. He had nothing to gain. Yet he chose to help a stranger. He gave up his seat and slept on the floor. He loved his neighbor. Thank you, viewer, for sharing this beautiful testimony. Now, let me share something lighter, but no less beautiful. A viewer named Brian wrote, I work in a grocery store in the USA. I was on register checking out this old Italian woman who spoke broken English. I noticed she had many religious medals around her neck. She had such a kind and peaceful energy about her. I showed her my miraculous medal and Saint Benedict's medal that I was wearing under my shirt. I told her that I love Saint Padre Pio and that he is my new favorite saint, thanks to your channel. I told her that I wanted a medal of Saint Padre Pio, but I didn't know where to get one. She opened her purse and handed me a beautiful old medal of Saint Padre Pio. On the back, it had a small third-class relic. I said it was very beautiful. She said it was mine to keep. I asked her 3 times, is this really a Saint Padre Pio medal with a relic? And all 3 times she said yes. I never saw this woman before, and I never saw her again. I believe Saint Padre Pio sent her to me. What a beautiful encounter. Sometimes helping someone else doesn't require great sacrifices or heroic acts. Sometimes it's something as simple as giving away something meaningful because you feel that another person needs it more. Thank you, Brian, for sharing. And stories like this remind us how devotion to the saints spread, not through grand events, but through ordinary encounters, quiet conversations, and small acts of generosity. That's also how this apostolate grows. Some viewers feel called to help carry this mission forward as protected children of Padre Pio, helping us continue sharing these stories of faith and hope. And in gratitude, their names and intentions are remembered in holy masses, and they receive a blessed image of Padre Pio as a sign that they belong to this spiritual family. If you feel called to be part of this, you can learn more through the link in the description. Now, let me share one final story. This one shows us how the seeds we plant in childhood can bear fruit for a lifetime. A viewer named Peter wrote, My oldest daughter was very young, maybe 4 or 5, when I told her that God gives 100 for 1. One day, she was going to buy an ice cream, but instead gave the money to a beggar. The very next day, the Dominican nuns, who are family friends, rang me. They said a local ice cream maker had just given them several boxes of ice cream and asked if we could take some because they didn't have space for it. We got 3 big boxes, more than 100 ice creams. So I could say to her, Marta, now you see it is true. God gives at least 100 for 1. Today she is an adult and a very successful lawyer, but she also writes books, and the royalties go straight to some local nuns who do charity work. So now she sells lots of books, and the nuns receive lots of anonymous donations. Thank you, Peter, for sharing your daughter's story. And thank you to everyone who shares their stories with us. If Padre Pio has touched your life in some way, if you have a story of answered prayer, unexpected help, or a moment when heaven felt especially near, we would love to hear from you. Share your story in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Your testimony might be exactly what someone else needs to hear. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.